This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. If you were with me yesterday morning, I asked the question, what do you think God is like? Is he like a policeman or someone up there in the skies with binoculars looking down at you? I want to say again today that God is not bound by a body. He is a person. God, like us, feels, thinks, he loves, he forgives. So God, of course, is much bigger than us in every sense of that word. You can never completely describe him. You could spend your whole life trying to describe God. But we do know something about God. He has done a lot through the Bible and through his son, Jesus Christ. Let me take this a little bit further again today. The Bible tells us that God is a living personal spirit. He's not some sort of impersonal force. If you read Psalm 115 sometime, you will see what I mean about God as a living being who acts. He's personal. He's got his own characteristics. He is spirit who exists apart from this world. He's above and beyond our world. It is quite mysterious, isn't it? But it is wonderful. And we talk also in the Christian church about God the Trinity. That's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is difficult to try and get your head around this too, but they've got different functions and yet they are perfectly united in the being of God. It is true in God's case that 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1, God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit. And at the heart of the Trinity is love, because God is completely self-fulfilled. He didn't create us because he was lonely or the fact that he needed us. God created us out of his own generosity and kindness, and some things about God only apply to him. So he's glorious, majestic, he is infinite. These are really big words. He's self-existent. He doesn't depend on anyone or anything. He is sovereign, and he rules over the world, and he is everywhere. He knows everything. We also see in the Bible that God is holy. He is utterly pure. He's perfect. There's no evil, deceit, or injustice, or wrong. And because of that, God is perfectly righteous, and he's able to judge and punish all that is wrong. So it's wonderful to know that. It is a complex thing, but we're not left sort of wondering about this, because Jesus, the Son of God, actually reveals God to us perfectly, because as you examine the life of Jesus, you can see that he cared for the lost and the needy. Have a look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There are stories in the Gospels. We see, for example, on one occasion, his anger against hypocrisy and false religion. And then the death of Jesus on the cross. That was the very moment when God's justice against wrongdoing meets his mercy for those who need forgiveness. So the question today, what do you think God is like? And you might say, well, hang on a moment, I still can't understand God. I can't receive him. I can't understand, for example, how a black cow can eat green grass and produce white milk. But I do drink milk. I don't refuse to turn on my radio because I don't understand how it works technically. Every day we do thousands of things that we don't fully understand. And the theologians have spent a long time trying to describe what God is like. God is knowing, he is wise, he can do everything. He is everything good that we would like to be. On the other hand, we can describe God by contrasting him with our human limitations. For example, we're going to die one day, but God is immortal. God is infallible. So if you want to know who God really is, can I make a suggestion? First, pray, God, if you exist, reveal yourself to me in a way I can understand. And the second thing I'd say is get a New Testament or a translation you understand and make this a prayer. God, if this is real, show me. And then start reading the New Testament. And if you read something that makes sense, respond to it from your heart. Now, this might mean that you'll need to ask him to show you how to apply that to living truth. When you do that, I'm sure something wonderful will happen. Heavenly Father, thank you that we're not left to struggle on this issue. We can look at Jesus and know what God is like. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.